There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are talking about episode 16 of season 1 of Gilmore Girls.
How are we not done with season 1 yet?
We have quite a few episodes left, actually. So we're in the back half.
We sure are.
But this one is called Star-Crossed Lovers and Other Strangers. So that's kind of fun.
Okay.
And it says Rory and Dean celebrate their 3-month anniversary.
Oh,
we've been watching this show definitely for longer than 3 months.
For sure.
At least 6 months. It feels like.
At least a year.
No. Not a year.
has been a year yet?
I'm going to look it up.
I swear, my concept of time is not good.
I have the ability to look at this right now. So let's just get this out of the way. We finished Downton Abbey on May 1st. And we started Gilmore Girls on May 16th.
Wow. All the way in May. Was that 6 months ago?
Longer.
Ha! A year? I'm just kidding.
Ha! See, I told you.
Ha! Not a year, but not 6 months. Okay.
All right, let's play. Dean's in this episode. He wasn't even, he was barely in the other one. He was playing baseball in the last episode.
That was the one with the,
dad.
Christopher came, right?
Story of true love. A beautiful girl from one county, a handsome boy from another.
Miss Patty is narrating
separated by distance and by
the town's decorating for something.
Looks like sparkly.
The young couple dreamed of the day that they could be together.
Stars hanging from trees.
Beautiful letters. Letters of blues. Longing and passion. Mm-hmm. Letters full of promises.
A bonfire? Future. What is that?
Soon, the separation
they're having stars hollow night. Stars night.
So, one night.
Is this what's happening?
Cold and black.
They are called Stars Hollow.
They both snuck out of their homes and ran away as fast as they could. It was
Founders
so dark
Firelight
out that they
Festival.
Were both soon lost, and it seemed as if they would never find each other. Finally, the girl dropped to her knees, tears streaming down her lovely face. Oh, my love, where are you?
Everybody
How will
is
I
there.
Find you?
Decorating. Shookie's walking down the street.
A band of stars appeared in the sky.
So many extras. This is an expensive
so
episode so far.
Lit up the entire
Long
sky.
Shot. We have not
the
cut.
Girl jumped
we are
to
following
her feet
different
and followed
people.
Followed the path of the stars until finally she found herself standing right where the town gazebo.
Are they sitting in the flames?
And there waiting for her was her one true love, who had also been led here by the blanket of friendly stars. And that, my
story
friends,
hour.
Is a story of how Stars Hollow came to be and
God.
Why we celebrate
These
that
kids
fateful
are so
night
cute.
Every year at about this time. Now, we still have a little time left in our story hour.
She's smoking a cigarette.
Who wants
she's
to hear about
this?
The time I danced in a cage for Tito Puente?
Oh, my goodness.
Summer of 66.
Oh, my.
If you're that was a good beginning. That was very cute.
Wow. Sounds like it's almost going to be like a retelling of something. I mean, star-crossed lovers, immediately think of Romeo and Juliet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
These two lovers on these posters look like they die in the end.
Well, there's a bonfire, so I feel like they both get burnt to death. You know, that
looks
that
like they get
sense.
Burnt alive. Definitely looks like that. What do you need? I'm not sick anymore, so I can headbang.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We all better. Okay, back up we go with the sound. This looks like fun. Okay, Dean is reading a book on a bench, sitting on the bench wrong.
I feel like we've seen this exact opening before.
He's getting waiting for the bus, waiting for Lori to come home from school.
So? And then they start macking out.
It's beautiful.
She throws herself under a train.
But I bet she looked great.
Oh, he's reading Anna Karenina, apparently.
All over my head.
No, that's not true. Tolstoy wrote for the masses, the common man. It's completely untrue that you have to be some kind of genius to read his stuff.
Yeah, but...
No, I know it's big.
Very big.
And long.
Very, very long.
Many of the Russian names tend to be spelled very similar, making it confusing.
Yeah. Every single person's name ends with ski. Now, how is that possible?
It's one of my favorite books, and I know that if you just give it a try...
All right, I'll try again.
Really?
It looks like he's at the end.
You won't be sorry.
He is at the end. She got hit by a train. That's the end.
Christmas was a big deal around here.
Well, then he can finish it.
Yeah.
He likes the celebrating. Last year we had a month-long carnival when we finally got off the septic tank system.
A month long? You're kidding.
No. There were rides and a petting zoo and balloon animals and a freak show.
Everybody's still carrying boxes of stuff. It's so funny.
You're in there for a second.
Well, we did have a ribbon cutting
ceremony. Like all these backers are just like, what box of stuff do you have?
Well, I've got the usual Friday night grandparents
dinner. Over there, across the street.
I thought maybe if we get back early enough, you and I should go watch some of the bonfire together. I mean, it's kind of corny, but it's really pretty. And they sell star-shaped hot dogs.
What?
How about if you get out of there?
What the fuck does that even look like?
Well, I can't wait till we get to season two so we can pick our season two food to make.
Oh, yeah.
There must be some other excuse.
Yeah, we can't make star-shaped hot dogs.
Like,
I know, I'm mad about it.
Anniversary with your boyfriend.
Oh, 3 month anniversary. Yeah. It's tonight.
It's my birthday. I mean, that's when I gave you the bracelet. And
a bracelet?
That's when I figured this whole thing kind of started.
Wow, 3 months.
Actually, technically your birthday was on a Saturday, so really it should be Saturday, but I work Saturday and I plan out this whole big thing, so I thought maybe we could do it on Friday.
What whole big
On
thing?
Family dinner Friday?
Miss Dennis, please.
Don't
make me throw myself
he knows train. About this family dinner Friday situation.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rory forgot about our 3 month anniversary.
Well, she didn't.
It's our 3 month anniversary.
Really? No.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of arbitrary.
Stupid that I didn't even know about this.
Quite all right.
I mean, I feel really bad that I missed our 2 month anniversary.
It's quite all right too.
How was it?
Pretty good.
I'm glad.
Oh, the guitarist.
It's that good. The local guitarist dude. Oh, we lingered on him for a while. Okay, back at the house with Rory and Lorelai.
No, put that away.
Lorelai's reading a box of
Hamburger Helper.
Really cook like on the Food Channel.
She can't even cook Hamburger Helper, really?
And do the bam, and I want to arrange things on a plate so they look like a pretty little hat. I want to be the Iron Chef.
Okay, wait. Can you tell me what is in a Hamburger Helper packet? Is it macaroni and then like a seasoning, and then you mix like ground beef with it? Is that what you're supposed to do?
I'm not 100%. I'm actually not sure if I've ever had Hamburger Helper, but I think I've had something like it. And yes, I believe the box probably comes with the pasta and the seasoning packet, and then you need to add your own ground meat.
So you cook the pasta
ground hamburger
separately, and probably cook the burger separately as well on two different pots or pans.
Probably, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll help.
Okay, I need a pan.
And a fire extinguisher.
Funny girl. Now, if I'd only bought some hamburger.
You didn't buy hamburger?
Yes, I bought hamburger. I just like saying things like that, so you look at me like I'm crazy.
So tell me, why the sudden need to be domestic?
I don't know. I'm in like a funky mood.
Why?
Too many stars, too much love.
It's Luke, isn't it?
I take it you haven't heard from Mr. Medina?
No.
Oh, or Medina.
Okay, new subject, please.
You know, you have
she was expecting to hear from Max?
Cleopatra, queen of denial.
The pan checky.
They took a break, technically, but...
Thank you.
They broke up.
They broke up.
Oh, something I can hold over your head. Let's hear it.
Friday night is Dean's and my 3 month anniversary.
3 months?
Wow. And Dean apparently has some big fancy evening plan for us.
Terrible line delivery.
Yes, it is. But for me to actually partake of the foresaid fancy evening, I have to get out of Friday night dinner.
Ah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Mom.
Do you know how much Emily Gilmore will not care about your 3 month anniversary?
I was thinking you could talk to her.
If there was a runoff between what Emily Gilmore would care about less, a 2-for-1 toilet paper sale at Costco, or your 3 month anniversary, your anniversary would win. Hands down.
So you're not even going to try to help me?
Oh, no, I'm going to try to help you. Because I care. Emily Gilmore, however. Phone, please.
Okay.
Oh, what? Boom in the shot.
I saw it.
Oh, hey, Mom. Rory and Dean are having their 3-month anniversary on Friday. Really, Lorelai? Well, that's wonderful. I'm thrilled. 3 months. Well, woohoo. Hold on. I'm going to cartwheel.
Forget it.
Oh, no, wait. She's telling my dad now. Why, I think they're cabbage patching.
That's it. Find your own pen.
Hello?
Mom?
Lorelai?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's good.
I'm pleased.
How's Dad?
What do you want, Lorelai?
I was just calling to say hello.
And now you have.
Okay, good.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add to that hello?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is.
Uh-huh.
You know Rory.
Yes, I believe I do.
She wanted to say hello, too.
Lorelai, I'm late for a meeting. I'd love to know why.
Okay, Mom, just hear me out, okay? Don't say anything. See, Friday night is Rory and Dean's 3-month anniversary, and while that might not seem like a very big deal to you, it is to them. And I'm going to ask you to do something you are so not going to want to do, but I am begging you to look at it from her point of view, and maybe, just maybe, let her, just this once, not come to dinner on Friday.
All right.
What?
Since this is a special occasion, I suppose it would be fine if Rory missed dinner on Friday.
It would.
Yes, Mom.
Are you sure?
I believe I am.
No arguments?
No.
Just she won't be there.
Shut the...
I understand.
Just close it.
I heard.
All night long.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
You know, she's going to need some help getting ready for the big night, Mom, so I should probably...
We'll see you at 7.
Okay.
She couldn't get out of it.
No.
The world is officially coming to an end.
Okay, back at
and
Chilton.
Oh, gosh. Tristan and some nameless person macking out in the lockers.
I can't get to my locker.
Really? Macking out? Like,
Paris's locker?
Oh, surprised he's not riding up her skirt.
This is a school. You don't do this in a school.
Yeah. Well, not unless you've got a boyfriend like Tristan. Then you do it anywhere.
Yeah, you do that shamelessly with him, Paris. You know it.
Starbucks. Thank you for the Where to Make Out list. I just need to get my books.
Oh my God. They're in front of her locker. The fuck?
Excuse me. You're in my way?
Oh, they're still going
in. Spawn in front of somebody else's locker, please.
This girl's tall.
Your locker's in there somewhere also? Yep, right behind Belle Watling.
Have you tried to get their attention?
Sure have.
Push them.
Nope.
They're still going at it.
God, look at that. It's like he's eating her face.
Oh, okay, that's it. I'm getting the fire hose.
Let me try first. Hey, could you two just move this whole thing down to the left a little?
What?
You're standing in front of the lockers.
Our lockers?
Oh, sorry. Just got a little carried away.
All right. Sure you did. Sure. You can still hear when you're making it out.
Hey, Paris.
Hey.
No, why are those senses shut off?
You should get bangs. Thanks for the tip. You have a long forehead?
Ugh.
Bangs would hide that.
What a bitch.
Hey, party at my house Saturday.
Dressed to impress, please.
Come?
Oh, I don't know.
You can bring your boyfriend.
I'll see.
So, meet me after biology?
And if I don't?
You will.
I like the friend oh, yes, style. I will. Of Paris, who has like dark,
to be young and in love.
Dark short hair and like short bangs.
Here to witness this.
Yeah,
she put her head through.
Very 90s. Okay,
we're at the inn. Oh, there's festival stuff happening here too.
Also, people making out in the lobby.
What the heck?
Yes, lots of couples everywhere. Love is in the air, man. Oh, Suki and Jackson are making out.
Kitchen. Please wear some hairnets.
Lorelai, hello.
Just discussing jam making.
Jackson's concerned. Making,
with our mouths.
Jam and preserves.
Maybe tomato sauce.
Yeah, because there's a whole world out there beyond, you know, growing vegetables.
No coffee?
Sorry. That's okay.
No preserve coffee. Smooching.
Thank you.
Because she was too busy smooching. Lorelai's feeling very anti-relationship right now.
Stars all over this inn. But
very soon. You, don't tease.
Is this Michelle's
me.
Partner?
I promise all this waiting will be worthwhile.
Oh my God.
I'll see you then.
On the phone.
Goodbye, darling.
So how's Mom?
And while normally I would look forward to a good verbal sparring match, today I say no. My heart is light, the world is fine, and I have a date for Saturday night. Your turn?
Wow.
What I need now is lots and lots of coffee.
Go with Luke. Okay, goodness. She's down in the town square. Everybody's still setting up. Still so many boxes of things. No one's doing anything. Oh my.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh my
giant
God.
Star came down from somewhere.
That has almost fell before. On her.
Really? How about that?
God. Oh.
And that thing made a thunk.
Oh.
That would have hurt.
That would really hurt.
All right, she's going into Luke's.
Almost crushed by a papier-mâché star. How's your day?
Well, it's looking pretty good now.
Coffee, please, and a shot of cinnamon.
Oh.
So, why so cheery?
I don't know. I'm just in a mood. I don't know why.
But there's no particular reason for this mood?
No. You don't believe me?
No, I believe you. If you say there's no reason for the mood, then there's no reason for the mood. Simply nuts.
Or bipolar. That's very big nowadays.
No, no. Patty, you're wrong. They built the fire to throw themselves.
It's the grocer,
when
dude.
Their families found them. Telly, you're crazy. They
talking
built the fire
Patty.
So they could stay warm their first night here. Patty, I am the recording secretary for the Stars Hollow City Council. I think I know how my town was founded.
Ugh,
nobody
sky.
Talk about anything else but this stupid festival. It came out a lot earlier than it was supposed to, didn't it?
Yep.
How could you
this
make
this festival
such
is commemorating the founding of
negativity.
Our town, young lady.
I know, Taylor. I'm sorry.
She's bipolar.
Oh, oh what a bad joke.
Can I get you two anything else?
No.
Oh, I also re-listened to our last episode, and we missed a seriously, I think it was a racist joke. If not...
Was it?
We missed a joke, and I will not repeat it. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. Oh, I think it was a gay joke, and it was bad. It was so bad. It was when they were playing baseball, and it was Kirk, and he yelled out, like, he yelled to Luke something like, oh, are you going home to your boyfriend or something like that? Or your husband now or something very, you know, demeaning that would imply that, you know, because Luke was throwing badly, that he was like a sissy, like a girl. It was very, we skated right past it because we were just discussing something else.
I think we were discussing Kirk's jobs.
We were.
And when we were discussing if a heckler
exactly
was a job, and then he yelled something and then ran away.
Yeah, that's what he yelled.
And we completely missed it.
Yeah, and you were like, should we go back? And I was like, no.
good job. We talked over it.
All right. Okay.
I don't know what is wrong with me. This is a beautiful festival. People should be enjoying it.
It's a crazy festival.
You don't have to be enjoying anything. Toxic positivity.
Two lunatics who in all probability did not even exist. And even if they did, probably dropped dead of diphtheria before age 24. The town of Stars Hollow probably got its name from the local dance hall prostitute.
Okay.
Two rich drunk guys who made up the story to make it look good on a poster.
You are full of hate and loathing, and I gotta tell you, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good to have someone to share this hate with.
Yeah, please. Hey, tomorrow...
I love how he delivered that
time,
line.
I'm planning on despising
everyone.
Yeah,
that was pretty sexy.
Says, hey, how's it going?
You're this awesome. Is very sexy.
Oh, there's a...
Who's this hot lady?
Oh, my God. Okay, some very pretty girl just walked in, and you know Luke is going to have... Something's going to happen with her. She's too pretty. Okay, here we go.
Oh, no, that's just too easy.
He's Rachel. Staring at her.
Rachel.
Rachel.
You're Rachel? You're Rachel?
Yep, I'm Rachel.
Her hair is so pretty and curly. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my God, it's Rachel, the one with the
Rachel
sweater.
I thought you were in
the sweater.
Or Philadelphia. Or
the
something.
Hoodie that Lorelai bought.
They're very similar.
She looks like Indiana Jones.
Philadelphia.
She's dressed like Indiana Jones, yes.
Guess that postcard must have gotten lost.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, things are pretty crazy.
She's sitting down next to Lorelai.
But I finished up my assignment, and I flew back to Chicago, and I was walking through O'Hare, and I look up, and there's a plane leaving for Hartford in like 20 minutes, and all of a sudden, I'm on it.
What?
Nice story.
I should have called.
No, it's fine.
You look good.
So she's thanks. Just here because?
You, because she wanted to be here?
You look.
He thinks you look good too.
Thank you, Lorelai.
Right. And you do. Thank you. I'm Lorelai.
Oh, yeah, she's
Lorelai. She works at the Independence Inn.
I run it, actually.
Sorry, she runs it.
Wow, I love that place. That must be a pretty big
job.
Don't
you need a place to stay?
It is. It's crazy. There's always something happening. Like,
she just came there randomly?
Coffee makers and all the rooms only happen.
Yeah, she just said she saw a flight and she's like, cool.
Like, why were you in the Mideast?
I was doing a photo story on how Palestinian and Israeli families have been affected by the violence.
Oh my God.
Wow.
She's a fucking war journalist?
Please, don't let me drive you away.
Oh, wow.
That's okay, you're not. I have to go sit in a closet or something.
That is a very particular job to be.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye.
Oh my God.
So, hi.
She came back from war, and then she was in O'Hare, and then she was like, "Oh, let's backtrack and go to Hartford." What?
You spend a lot of time.
Well, yeah, and when Luke was talking about her, he did say that she thought Stars Hollow was too small for her, and that's kind of why she had left.
She left,
right?
I guess. I mean,
I think that's what it was.
War correspondent. The world is too small in Stars Hollow for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We are now getting ready for Rory's date. She looks so cute. She's wearing a high-necked red, looks like a kind of slinky slip dress thing. It's very cute.
This is coffee.
Ow, okay, I'm still attached to the head.
Okay, sorry, I'm a little worked up.
Mom, it's just Luke's ex-girlfriend.
I know, I just hate that I made myself look so stupid in front of
Luke. You didn't, Luke did.
Rachel. She was standing there, fresh off a plane. She had no plain hair at all, might add.
And what exactly is plain hair?
You know, it's all big and all blah. Got it. And he's looking at her like she's Miss September. And she's looking at him like he's Johnny Depp. And I'm just babbling like a moron. What is wrong with me?
Ow. Ow. Okay. You are now officially off here, Dean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just think it's still a little early for Dean to see me completely bald.
Right. That's more a six-month thing.
Done. I don't know what she was doing.
So what's going on with you?
I don't know. It's just all this love in the air, you know. I miss Max. There's been so much going on.
Do you?
Your dad coming home and family stuff and your constant existence.
Thanks for the love.
Anytime. So, I haven't had a lot of time to focus on it and I miss Max.
I know.
I had a dream about him the other night.
Really? Dirty?
No, absolutely not. When you're 21, I'll tell you the real answer. Anyway, it's put me in a funk since then.
I'm sorry.
Me too. We could talk about me for years and believe me, we will. But let's focus on you, the lady of the evening. No hooker reference intended.
Glad to hear it.
Now, what are you going to wear with that?
You tell me.
Where is he taking you?
Why?
Well, you don't want to clash with the decor. A lady plans ahead.
Well, if you must know, he's taking me to Andaloro's.
Oh, well, isn't that romantic?
I know.
Wow, it's going to be just like Lady and the Tramp. You'll share a plate of spaghetti, but it'll just be one long strand. But you won't realize it until you accidentally meet in the middle. And then he'll push a meatball towards you with his nose, and you'll push it back with your nose. And then you'll bring the meatball home, and you'll save it in the refrigerator for years. And
Mom?
Neither. Just wear your coat.
Okay.
But your flowers just a little smushed.
Rory?
There you go. You're all set.
Is anyone here?
What's smushed?
You all right?
The flower, the beautiful neck.
Go.
The
dress.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
I just can't believe it.
I know.
Lane is there.
3 months. That's like 1/64th of your life.
I have to stop hanging out with you. I mean, you're just making my life some 2%.
Join the club.
Why is Lane there?
I don't know. Hyper up?
Because maybe we can meet you there later.
Oh, yeah, that would be romantic.
Lane.
Yes.
Is Lane just hanging out at their house tonight?
Uh-oh. Lorelai?
Once again set me up.
Another future doctor.
Oh, no, she has a date.
She's losing confidence in my prospects.
Maybe he'll be nice.
Oh, it's not just him. We're going with his parents, his grandparents, 2 sisters, 3 brothers, and at least 1 maiden aunt.
That's Dean.
Remember, you have to tell me everything.
Okay, you too.
Oh, yeah, after the walking, the silence, the sitting, and the bye-bye, that's when the fun will begin.
I want to know anyhow.
Bye, Mom. Oh.
Bye, honey. Have fun.
Okay.
Don't forget the meatball.
The meatball?
It's a mother-daughter thing.
And she's off, and Lorelai still needs to go to family dinner.
Oh, not unless you want to go to Hartford. Besides, didn't anyone ever tell you it's not polite to keep 15 prospective Korean in-laws waiting?
You could run over me on your way out. Maybe my mother wouldn't make me go if I was in the hospital.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're right.
Her okay. Mother would still make her go even if she was in the hospital.
Looks like Lorelai's going up to her parents' house.
with some coffee. Just chugging this coffee.
Yeah, damn.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
Isn't that coffee
okay.
Vodka?
Let's hope.
She wants to throw that away, but she has nowhere to put it except for her tiny little purse.
You're late.
How did you do that?
What?
Answer the door before I even rang the bell.
I thought I heard something. I came to the door. You were there. Come in, please.
She was standing there listening.
No.
You thought you heard something?
What is this thing she's wearing?
It looks like a robe for like a...
So?
Well, so I wasn't like...
A graduation outfit.
A band of jackals. I was just drinking coffee.
But it looks like one of those, you know, like robes where like the distinguished members of the faculty wear it instead of the kids.
Yeah.
I think
those
it's just,
ones.
I think it's just a tucked in scarf around her like shoulders.
Maybe.
I was standing by the window, staring out at the driveway, waiting to pounce the moment you arrived.
Yes, because believe it or not, that would be less creepy.
Oh, she found the coffee please. in her bag.
Hey, Dad.
Lorelai.
Sorry I'm late. I was helping Rory get ready for her big date, and, well, you know girls.
Mm-hmm.
So. How's work?
Well, work is fine.
Yeah? Good. My work's fine, too.
Are things still weird after the Christopher situation?
Mom has gone a little crazy with the figurines here, huh?
Was just Bates. Last week, probably.
Although you probably haven't seen Misery, which is a good thing, because Rory couldn't sleep alone. For a week after we watched it. That wouldn't be a problem for you, because you don't sleep alone anyway. I'm guessing. I don't know what your and Mom's sleeping arrangement is. Now I'm wishing I hadn't brought it up, because it's such a wow, don't want to go there kind of a subject for me. Not for you, because you should definitely go there if you, well, anyway.
A lot of rambling in this.
Now?
Nothing, I just, well, I'm putting the bunny back with his little friends, and I sort of massacred them a little bit, but that's life in the jungle, isn't it?
Just sit down, please.
Oh my God, what is going on? Just she can't handle the silences.
Sorry.
And I'm trying to read. So please, just be quiet and try not to break anything else.
You have a guest,
nice
Richard.
Chat?
Yeah, we're having a great conversation, me and Maury.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Thanks, Mom, for letting Rory out of dinner tonight. She really appreciated it.
Well, she deserves to celebrate. A 3-month anniversary is a landmark feat at her age. Or at any age for some people.
Oh, wow.
I was going to get a drink. I'm going to get right on that.
Yeah, why haven't you gotten one already?
I'll get that.
In fact, two.
Seriously. Pour that one.
You drink, Dad?
No, thank you. One drink before dinner is quite enough.
Right, sorry.
I had no idea it was so close.
Who the heck is this handsome man?
What a small
They're
world.
Setting her up.
Oh, Lorelai, I'd like you to meet Chase Bradford.
Oh my God.
Chase
Bradford.
He actually grew up right around the corner.
That's a
from
terrible
here.
Name.
Oh, really?
Stonehouse on the corner.
We're in a
the
suit.
One with the Dobermans.
That's right. Leopold and Loeb. Though I'm afraid they passed on quite a few
years. Loeb?
Oh. Postman finally got organized, huh?
Oh.
Chase, this is my husband, Richard.
How do you do?
Strobin Loeb.
Fine.
Please sit down.
Emily, I didn't know we were having company for dinner.
You
oh,
do
man,
now.
It was just sort of a spur of the moment thing.
Like, I don't know what
Chase's
have to
mother
talk
and
to
I
someone.
Are in the DAR together, and he just moved back to Hartford, and it just seemed like a nice idea.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
A very nice
hey, Chase,
idea.
Chase, can I get you a drink?
A scotch, Nate.
Glenfiddich?
Fine. So, Lorelai, your mother's told me all about you.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'm just sorry your daughter couldn't join us for dinner.
Daughter?
Door children.
Daughter.
Mom, could I talk to you for a minute?
Lorelai, we have company.
It'll just take a second, really.
But
come on, it'll be fun. Excuse us. We're just going to have a spur-of-the-moment conversation.
You're pushing me.
Is this a setup?
What?
Connecticut Ken in there. Is he my invited escort for the evening?
Lorelai, his mother is a friend of mine.
He does look like Connecticut Ken.
He just moved back here. He doesn't know
anything. Yeah, I don't like his face.
And I thought he might enjoy meeting you.
Ha-ha!
Put that finger down.
Ah, this is why the miscongeniality act when Rory wanted to beg out of dinner.
It just seemed like a good opportunity.
Mom, thank you for the thought, but I can get my own men.
Really?
Yes, really.
I must disagree.
You must?
Chase is a quality man. He has good breeding. He comes from a nice family. He makes a nice living. He's attractive.
Mom, no.
Is it going to kill you to simply keep an open mind about him?
Mom, he's not my type.
Why not? Because I like him?
You know, I swear,
yeah,
I
probably.
Don't know which one.
Probably one
there's
of
a game show out there with your name on it.
Well, that must be it, because you've hardly said two words to the man. You couldn't possibly hate him already.
Oh, no, it's that arcade game where the mole keeps sticking his head out and you have to pound him as many times as you can with the mallet. You would be a master at that game.
Lorelai, I realize that Chase may not be as controversial as your usual brand of men.
They would erect a statue of you next to it with perfect hair and pearls and a big bronze mallet.
But I want you to think about something. Tonight, your daughter is celebrating her 3-month anniversary. What was the last relationship you had that lasted that
long? What is with these attacks?
I thought so.
And why does it matter that Rory's in a relationship for 3 months and Lorelai doesn't have someone?
She's just extra lonely right now, and you're beating a dead
horse.
There's
no reason to pit them against each other.
What I do in the actuarial business?
Yes.
Ugh.
Fascinating. Lorelai, may I fix you something to drink?
Gin.
And she has a wine.
Make that two.
Gin and gin.
What about the one drink before dinner rule?
Oh, we have guests. We're celebrating.
Yep.
Chase, here, let me help you.
Richard hates him too.
Yeah. this random man is in his house. Of course he doesn't like it.
Oh.
Okay, we are at dinner with Rory and Dee.
Yes, it was.
How was the salad?
Great.
They had a salad.
Cheese bread thing. Too heavy?
At the tiniest table in the world.
Really?
Everything was perfect. Even the soda was good. I don't know how they do it, but the Coke here is definitely superior to the Coke anywhere else.
Okay.
Because it's four extra dollars.
When did you start making fun of me?
I would never make fun of you, especially not after you ordered 3 different kinds of pasta for me just because I couldn't decide.
Well, you shouldn't have to decide. I mean, tonight you should have everything that you want.
How did 3 different kinds of pasta fit on that tiny of a table?
3-month anniversary.
It didn't, Alessandra. It didn't.
T-shirts and newsletter.
Well, you're right, Emily.
It was the pasta sampler. It all came on one plate.
And they just shared it.
Just like that Christmas that I got a full set of illustrated encyclopedias. I wanted them.
Oh,
good. There's a doggy bag.
One tiramisu.
And a cute little tiramisu.
Two forks.
Tiramisu.
And one meatball to go.
Do you want tiramisu now? Oh my god, she got the meatball.
Do you want to explain the meatball?
It's a mother-daughter thing.
Okay, well, ladies first.
Thank you. Okay, have I mentioned how much I'm loving the 3-month anniversary thing?
Yeah, you did.
Because this tiramisu is so good that if the anniversary were completely sucking right now, this would save it.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
What? Why is she being so weird about this?
He's saying weird too.
You look cute.
I'm eating.
Well, you eat cute.
I do not eat cute. No one eats cute. Bambi maybe, but he's
You everything you do is cute.
So, after we finish here, we move on to phase 2 of the anniversary evening.
Phase 2. Sounds very official. Are there spacesuits involved?
With matching helmets.
Impressive.
Okay. Okay.
This conversation is a little
bit. Why does this feel weird?
Stressful.
It feels so weird.
Lorelai, are you a member of the DAR?
No, I'm not. DARN. it's like darn, because it's a play on DAR. Boy, these carrots sure are tiny.
Tell us how you wound up back here at home. I mean, you move away to make your fortune, you end up right back here. Isn't life funny?
Hilarious.
It's a comedy for the masses.
Well, I worked hard and the company was very good to me. You know a thing or two about company loyalty, I assume, Richard? Well, the company offered me a choice of East Coast location.
That face!
Sort of a big vote of confidence in the job I was doing.
This guy's picking doing a good job of being kind of weird.
Very coveted position to be in.
Yeah, I would
He's
like
doing a good job of being annoying.
Right yeah.
So I sat down and made my wish list. I looked for places that offered location amenities as well as job growth. And finally, after days of research, checking into traffic conditions, crime rates, the best school systems, my decision came down to just 2
God.
Places.
God, he's
one
still
was in
talking.
New York, one was in Hartford.
And you chose Hartford.
I did it that.
Emily, is there any more roast?
Hartford has all the cosmopolitan big city benefits New York has without actually having to live in New York. It just seemed like a no-brainer.
I'll get Dad some more roast.
Lena will bring it.
Oh, but it's so much more personal this way.
Mm. No, hurry back. I simply have to know what the allure of this Stars Hollow is I've heard so much about.
What?
Miles and miles and miles.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So, what book did you bring?
They're walking what? Through the festival.
And you always bring a book with you, and I was just wondering, what's the
There's so many flowers. Cute
Actually,
little carts.
A magazine, really?
It's a fiction issue.
People of Stars Hollow, and our many friends, it gives me great pleasure to preside
There's the
over
mayor.
Our annual...
So there isn't. So Taylor isn't the mayor?
No, it's that guy.
thought Taylor was the mayor.
Jim Huddleston or whatever his name is. A true
love. What?
That's the name of the actor.
Right.
Huddleston. On the spot
where I stand. David Huddleston. And
I don't mind. Is it David?
I don't know.
That at this very festival, right by this gazebo, is where I met my own true love, Miss Dora Braithwaite.
Aww. We've
been married for 43 years.
So many couples out there.
And it all started right here.
Ask her to wave.
I can't.
Why not?
She went to bingo in Bridgeport.
She's not even there.
Now, my friends, if you will join me in lighting the fire.
Okay, take me to the surprise now.
But I thought you said you want to see the bonfire being lit.
Oh, I do.
Wait, but Mayor Porter just said...
Trust me, it's going to be a while before it's lit.
What?
We'll have plenty of time if we're ready.
They're looking
every
for a...
Every damn year, it was Lenny's responsibility. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh,
does
goodness.
Anyone have any matches?
Oh, yeah, they definitely got
it's
some
really
time.
Fascinating stuff.
Before that's going to be lit.
Someone smokes a cigarette in there. Well, come on.
We're in the middle of building
okay,
new
we're back.
Models that let us do a better job of predicting death
coffee.
Than we've ever been able to do before. Richard, you might find this interesting.
Well, I've never been one for sitting at a computer building models, Chase. I'm a client contact man myself.
But these models give you a better product to sell to those clients.
That does sound interesting.
Oh, nothing sounds interesting.
In fact, if you were to answer a few simple questions for me, I could practically pinpoint the day you're going to die.
What?
Go ahead. Ask her the questions.
I think I'll pass.
No, no, Lorelai. I'd have to feed the information into a computer to get the answer. I'm no Kreskin.
I don't understand that reference.
I think that's a computer.
Oh, Kreskin? I'm gonna look this up.
Okay. You do what?
That sounds lovely. Shall we?
He just
sure.
Reach toward her. You, slowly.
Shall they what? What are they gonna do?
Dance?
But I'll be back in a minute. I'll meet you in the living room.
What?
I'll be waiting.
Okay. Super. He's so creepy. So creepy. She's back in her old bedroom.
Oh, Kreskin's an American mentalist.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought it was a computer.
I mean,
those are the context clues.
Oh, out the window. She's running away.
Oh,
Richard.
Richard got her in the window.
Hi, Daddy. Okay, I know this is bad. And I know this probably brings back all the horrible aspects of my childhood life for you. And see, I'm really sorry that we fought last week, and I'm really sorry that you're so disappointed in me, and I really wish there was something I could do to fix that, but there probably isn't. And I can accept that because I'm an adult now, and I'm proud of who I have become, but I am begging you, please, please, do not make me go back down there, because that guy is boring.
He is.
Emily, she's not up here.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, that was cute.
Hey, Richard. Good job.
So how does she get down? Like, does she shimmy down the tree?
There's probably,
we're here.
We're where?
Some fence that she could climb. I don't know.
Okay, Rory and Dean are at an abandoned junkyard.
Well, it's nothing like that. Come on.
Salvage yard. And they're definitely far away from the tree lighting, so I don't know how they're going to...
It's a salvage yard.
Yeah, it looks so much like Beirut.
Okay, here we are.
Did he get a junk car?
It's a car.
Oh,
well,
it doesn't
it
have a front.
Be.
When it grows up?
When I fix it.
What?
It's yours.
No.
What do you mean it's mine?
No.
I'm building it piece by piece for you.
No.
Yeah, I started the
frame.
The seats in the windshield just
no.
went
no.
You're building me a car?
Yeah, no, it's gonna take a while, but when I'm done,
oh
it'll
my
be
God.
Great.
You're building me a car. You're building me a car.
That's right.
You're building me a car?
I'm building you a car.
How does he know all about
this? This is crazy. Why would you do this?
I don't know. You didn't have one.
You're completely insane.
What? I didn't want you wasting time on the bus anymore. I mean, that is very valuable time. We could be arguing about your ongoing obsession with very confusing Russian authors.
I can't believe this.
Wow.
Do you like it?
I mean, how about you get a phone? You
like
can talk
it?
To her
Are
while she's on the bus back.
A cell phone? Okay, now yeah. They're making out next to the car. This music is very
okay.
Nice.
I'll take that as a yes.
Take it, mister.
Come on, get in.
The summary said that their date doesn't go well, but like...
Oh, the door fell off of the...
I'll fix that.
The car. This is a piece of junk. Like, there's no way he's going to get this thing back working. Like, it barely has, like, a good structure. The thought is amazing. Nice.
I'm glad you like it.
I had no idea that 3 months was the car anniversary.
4 months, you get a plane.
Boy, relationships sure have changed since I was a kid.
Okay.
Okay. Another
laying down in the car.
I'm having one of those moments right now.
What moments?
One of those moments when everything is so perfect and so wonderful that you almost feel sad because nothing can ever be this good again.
So, basically, I'm depressing you.
Yep.
You're very weird.
You're wonderful.
I have a feeling it's not going to be this good again for Rory, so.
That's nice. Do we need to pause?
Oh, soon? Sure. Oh, yeah, dude. We missed that.
Oh, God! We missed it. We missed it big time.
All right. We'll do it now, though.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I completely forgot that we needed to take a break. Wow.
I thought we were only halfway through the episode.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't
me?
Know we were so far.
Yeah. All right.
This episode's zooming. Oh.
Rory?
Yeah? Yeah. No.
I love you.
I think... Okay. So you have such an aversion to people telling each other that they love each other.
Too quickly.
You literally are so averse. That they've been dating for 3 months, Emily. That's a perfectly natural time to say that I love you.
It takes me 3 months to figure out if I like someone.
Okay, I understand. So, but everybody is different, okay? And I truly do think that he loves her. I feel it. We've been watching this show.
They're a teen. They don't know what they love.
I agree, but when I do think that he thinks that he loves her.
Sure, I will agree with that. He thinks that he is in love. Yes, I will definitely agree with that. He's wrong, but
your actual like gag reflex is just it's so funny every single time. Ugh. Okay, Rory is looking like she is not. Going to say I love you back. Her face
she's definitely not
is very concerned and the moment is ruined. Okay,
she looks there's just a look of fear on her face right now.
100%. Okay,
Rory.
Yeah,
did you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Well, say something.
I
yeah,
I love the car.
This is my worst nightmare.
No, I'm surprised. I didn't expect.
I hate everything about this.
Love me.
Oh, no.
I just have to think about it for a minute.
Think about what?
Oh, my God.
Well, saying the downfall. I love you is a really difficult thing.
Well, I just did it.
And you did it really well.
What the hell does that mean?
Don't be a dramatic teen, Dean.
No, please, dude, everybody has
totally
their own right.
A surprise. I mean,
this is why this is why teens can't be in love.
And the car and then the... I just need a minute to think. So.
This is not.
I mean, I partially agree
Rory.
With
this
you.
Is something that you either feel or
teens.
You don't.
Please don't be mad.
Why? Because I say I love you and you want to think about it.
She's allowed.
And discuss it with your mother. Make one of your pro-con lists.
No,
Yes!
Emily, that's not how it works.
I'm an idiot. I don't even know what I was thinking.
You are an idiot.
Dean, no.
Please, it's just not that easy for me. I mean, saying I love you means a lot.
She's in your boat,
Think
Emily.
Think about it from my point of
Making
view.
Making you a car is a lot.
Yeah,
I'd be out of there. I'd be like, this is too much. I'm out.
My mom said that she loved my dad, and then...
You don't get pregnant saying I love you.
I know.
Oh, man, she's spiraling. She's spiraling.
I need to...
That's true, but you get pregnant
it's
next.
It's a really big deal.
Emily. And then you die.
Please don't be mad.
You die. And your life is over.
Amazing. It was perfect. Please, I swear, I just need a minute.
Whatever. It doesn't matter, all right? Let's go.
Good riddance. Get out.
It really was not the right... She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready to hear that. So I think it is hard. This sounds like a conversation that has happened so many times to countless teens in the entire world. I really do feel for both of them in this situation.
Of course.
Okay, they finally got a lighter for this bonfire. Nope, there's the guy playing the guitar with his silly little glasses.
Bright red scarf. Oh, Lorelai's walking with her coffee.
She got another coffee. Where's Luke?
Lots of coffee today.
Yes, Jackson.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about right now?
That time I roasted some red peppers and it was still burning, singed off my eyebrows.
When did that happen?
No. Good.
Last week.
I know. They've also been dating less than 3 months.
Me too.
There's a photographer. Oh, it's the girl.
It's Rachel.
Rachel. Took a picture of Luke. Sitting down on the bandstand. Nope, he's sitting down on the bench.
You getting some good stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the firelight really changes people. You know, it makes them seem happier, freer, all troubles of the world completely gone.
I don't think that's the firelight. I think it's the Founders Day party punch they've been selling.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that stuff is good.
Okay, at some point, are you going to tell me what you're doing here?
Yeah.
I'm putting more film in my camera.
Rachel?
What? I told you I was at the airport. Now I'm here.
Oh, that's well, not a sure, reason. When you put it like that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't sound all that happy to see me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a tendency to show up and then leave quite suddenly. Not one of your more charming attributes.
Like Christopher.
So you're not happy to see me. Luke, I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, I just missed you.
This lady's too free.
Wanted to see you.
She's too free in her heart.
I don't know what else to say.
I missed you, too.
So since we're both being blunt, what's the deal with Lorelai?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Lorelai, the lady who runs the inn, the one you've told me absolutely nothing about. They've been very careful to leave out of any story, anecdote, or gossip about the town.
There is no deal with Lorelai. We're friends.
For now.
Yes.
Mm. And in the future?
Well, Lorelai is... She's just, I mean, at times it seems like... I don't know.
Yeah.
But I am happy to see you.
What did you do?
Good.
Balloons just went up in front of your screen.
Oh, I'm still here.
Some things never change.
I don't understand. Do you want me to pause it?
Yes, please pause. Like, you know how when you're on Facebook Messenger and you press, like, you say like happy birthday to someone and all the balloons go up.
That happened?
That just happened to your screen. Like a video effect just happened.
Do you still see me or?
I still see you. The balloons just went up in front of you and then now they're gone.
Oh my God.
Like out of nowhere.
I don't understand. I didn't see that on my end.
I just saw balloons.
I thought you were in the show. I was so confused.
No.
So can you still see the show?
Yeah. It just went over your video window.
Oh my God, Emily. What the hell? All
right. Okay.
That's creepy. It's just
a ghost. It's fine.
All right.
Sorry to interrupt. That was just really weird.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Lane's here. Lane, on her date.
Yes, with Lane. Her date. And all of his family. Well, there's so many of them. Oh my God.
You made me question myself when you said a different name.
I know. I'm so sorry. Oh, well, I just sat down.
Okay.
Where the hell's the fire department when you need them?
You're actually supposed to be in Hartford?
Yeah.
What happened?
climbed out the window.
Okay.
That's it? You're not curious why?
No.
That's what I love about you.
Hey, how long have you been here?
A little while.
Did you see Taylor and Harry get into a fist fight?
No.
What? Oh, I want to see that.
I missed that. I'm so bummed. Damn it. So where's Rachel?
See that.
She's a founder's party punch junkie.
God, even the nice girls aren't safe.
Yeah. She's been running around here taking all kinds of pictures.
He's having a good time.
I guess so. I hope.
I guess so.
So?
I don't know. Why is he delivering his lines so weird this episode?
So what's the haps with you two?
The haps? Well, let's see. What is the haps?
I mean, like, you know, what's.
I know what you meant.
Okay.
By the haps.
Well, you're repeating it like 1,000 times.
I was pondering.
Well, you ponder really slowly.
If I did it fast, it wouldn't be pondering. Pondering by nature has a slow connotation.
Okay,
to it.
Fine.
It's okay.
Is what is
she,
happening?
Staying?
I don't know.
Can you guys just kiss already?
Do you want her to?
I don't know.
She seems to really like you.
Yeah, she does, but she doesn't have the greatest attention span.
Yeah.
She is here.
Yes, she is.
I don't know. You spend a lot of time debating things, you know? Is it right? Is it wrong? Should I do this? Should I do that?
Just like Christopher.
Sometimes you should just jump in, take a shot. And what's the worst that can happen? She left before I lived. Maybe this time.
I don't know. It surely messed you up last time, Luke.
I know. You're pretty fucked up over this.
Well,
he held on to a sweater for like 3 years. I'm sure it wasn't that long.
Okay, he's decided to go be with Rachel.
You have somebody.
No!
Because she said you should do that.
Yeah, it is.
No!
Unless she's completely drunk and throwing up.
Still nice.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
He just knocked her knee. With her, with his neck, knuckles.
Okay.
Okay, Lorelai got home.
Oh, I bet Rory's home.
Rory's gonna be home crying or doing something because that was a mess.
The end of that date was pretty bad. It went up in flames. Dumpster fire.
She has a phone in her hand. Is she gonna call Mr. Molina?
Max?
Medina?
Hi.
You and the names of the characters in this damn show.
Oh, Rory just... Did she call Medina? Max Medina? Yes, she did.
Broke up.
I don't think you did, Rory. I think you just got into a fight.
Dean definitely broke up with her.
Really? I don't remember that. I'm sorry.
I don't think he said it, but he was pretty pissed.
And, you know, right before the episode was over, right before this happened, I said... This is the happiest you're going to be in a long time, Rory. And that is exactly, literally moments later, it was crushed.
What did you say? And what just happened? All of that.
All of that. So that was kind of a fun, slow episode. And I did like that and enjoy that. We didn't even notice that we had to take a break. Wasn't as good as last week's episode, like writing-wise. But, you know, it was fun.
It was relatable. It was very tense. I was very tense during that episode. It's making me anxious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people saying I love you gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, I know. Your visceral reaction. You said no, like, literally in the middle of him saying I love you. I was like, no!
No.
When he was like, I'm making you a card, I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
And that's just gonna
nope. We're gonna nope right out of this situation right now. Wow. Teen love. Always a great thing to have in shows.
Well,
yeah.
It's also really like overwhelming and sad, and that's how it is. I mean, that's how it should be.
And dramatic.
It's always dramatic. It's always like that. So you can try and stop their love and their not love, Emily, but you just can't. Teen's gonna do that.
They're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, they sure are.
Even though they're wrong, they're gonna do it anyway.
they gotta learn.
Oh man. I actually, I mean, this, even though I was tense a lot of this episode, like, it was for good reason. Like, I mean, it was a very tense episode for, like, what was happening, and Lorelai just being mad at all the couples was mm-hmm. pretty fun. And relatable as well. I mean, single people get lonely. So, you know, it's just, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was all good. Very relatable, very good. Definitely on the slower side, but still thought it was very good. What do you rate this episode, Alessandra?
I think this was6.5 star-shaped hot dogs out of 10.
Wow. Okay. 6.5?
7.
Okay.
7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last minute change there.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this one 7 as well. 7.
I picked the best one.
You did. I mean, I got some options. I'm gonna 7 junk cars out of 10.
There looked to be about 7 in that junkyard.
There was definitely 7 in there.
That conversation was rough.
It made me tense, uncomfortable, and mad. And confused.
You know, I do think that Rory and Dean, I don't know if they're going to ever get back together. They might, whatever. I do think that they are not the best fit for each other. Like, they definitely like things. Like, they both like literature and stuff. And he's willing to, like, read books for her and everything. And that's definitely good. I just feel like they get into a lot of spats that feel like kind of actual fundamental bits about them that are like unsolvable in a lot of ways. Like, they get into spats that
are really at the core of who they are. Let's agree to disagree type of disagreements that would come up multiple times.
Yeah. And like, you definitely don't have to agree with everything that your partner says or anything. It's just what I'm saying is their core beliefs are just kind of different. They're just fundamentally different. And that's really right. what changes, like, when you grow with someone, you kind of hope that if your core beliefs aren't really aligned, that they do eventually align. But it just seemed like these two were really not aligned, like, in that sense.
Yeah, and I'm assuming this is Rory's kind of, like, first relationship, right? Mm. Like, I don't think she ever brings up anyone. Like, I think Dean is her first boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so that's just like a lot to be, because you're like feeling, you're trying to figure out your feelings. You're trying to figure out how you are as a person, how you are as a partner.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and you're still trying to be young and yourself and a kid and stuff. So it's just,
and as Lane said, that's, you know, it's 1/64th of her whole life. So like, yeah, it is a long time. Like, that is a significant portion of a young person. So she's only 15.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, excited for the next one. We might end up skipping it because of the holidays, but we'll see.
That's true.
When the next one comes out.
Yeah, we do have some busy weeks coming up, so we will try our best.
I have a feeling that we're going to maybe skip in the next 2 weeks. So look
probably
out for...
Probably expect one top of the year. Yeah. So in 2024.
Yeah. Last Gilmore Girls of 2023.
This is probably the last one for 2023. But yeah. Okay. Is that all we got to say?
Yeah.
All we got for this one? All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.